I'm joined by Peter in Tripoli, where there are supposed to be protests against Gaddafi after Friday prayers, but it seems that the security forces are doing their utmost to ensure that that doesn't happen. Is that right, Peter?
Yes, I've just tried to reach Tajura, which is one of the mission areas. Initially, journalists at one of the hotels were effectively locked into their hotel, and they've now been put on a bus to be driven around the city centre, we hear. I'm operating independently, but when I tried to drive with some colleagues into Tajura, we ran into a checkpoint with tanks on the outskirts of the town. Since then, the suburb, since then I've run into three more checkpoints. They all appear to be manned by the brigades, you know, the best trained people loyal to Hamas, one of Gaddafi's sons. They treated us very, very properly, but there's not at all of going in. All these civilian cars going in and out have been searched very thoroughly. They're opening the boots of the cars, and it seems that they're absolutely determined that any demonstrations take place inside the suburb, it will not move along the roads. Indeed, I suspect that if we could see inside, there would be equally strong security presence. Since when I was last in Tajura a couple of evenings ago, I was told that people were being picked up at night and arrested. Any kind of show of opposition inside the city.
And is that likely to have the desired effect? I mean, there seems to be a lot of people outside Libya or in other parts of Libya encouraging people in Tripoli to sort of join in the revolution, but it's easier said than done.
People are absolutely tired. I mean, I met a man two evenings ago who'd had two of his brothers picked up in the night, who's moving from house to house to avoid being arrested himself. And I can't remember the last time I saw someone who was so visibly scared. And that goes for a lot of people. I mean, the city is calm, by and large, at the moment. But at the same time, when you move to these areas where the opposition are, people are very, very frightened. And they say they're frightened for their lives.
And is there any kind of leadership to the opposition within Tripoli in the way that obviously in Benghazi it's a different situation because they've taken the place and they're in control, but is there any kind of leadership to sort of these protests in Tripoli?
I haven't detected it so far, and from what I know about the arrests, if there is any kind of leadership, then it's people who are speaking out in the streets are getting scooped up really pretty quickly. They say their names are being taken, they're being photographed. They don't know who to trust in their own neighbourhoods, so it's I think it's either very, very, very underground, or it's getting picked up and arrested very quickly.